This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Hello again, everyone. From the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute, I'm Christian Garman with another Gulf Stories moment. Now, my guest today, Dr. Alexis Janicek, the assistant professor from the Department of Biology. And today we're talking about lionfish. Boy, they just don't seem to want to go away. Specifically, we're talking about their invasion into estuaries and rivers using environmental DNA. Dr. Janicek, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So we heard the intro, and already I'm thinking, I'm going to need a little bit more of a breakdown. What exactly are we talking about here?
We're talking about DNA that persists in an ecosystem for like a day or two at a time. And what we do is sample water to look for that DNA. So we know lionfish are a problem in the ocean. We know they're a problem out in the Gulf. But we wanted to know, are they going up into estuaries and are they going up into fresh water? And it's really hard to catch a lionfish in these habitats because the water's murky. It's hard to snorkel in these habitats or dive to look for these lionfish, which is typically how we do it. And it's also difficult to catch them on hook and line. Sometimes they're caught on hook and line, but not traditionally.
Well,
so
that's what we keep hearing. I mean, of course, I've talked about this in great detail with some of the other faculty from UWF about lionfish in the Gulf and how hard it is to capture them. And rivers, estuaries, the exact same problem. It seems like, you know, that seems to be the biggest issue here. Not only do they multiply, but we can't get them.
Right. And it makes it especially challenging in the rivers, in the estuaries. And so they haven't really been reported in this area up into the rivers and the estuaries. And we wanted to see, have they invaded these habitats? They have in South Florida and in other places in the native range. And so we use environmental DNA, which is a tool to look for them using their DNA rather than having to actually collect the fish itself.
And what are you
finding? They are up into the estuaries and up into the rivers, which is not surprising, but it is alarming to us that they're now invading even further up into their habitats and in terms of the invasion.
How long has that been going on? Can you tell that from the environment?
We can't. So we started this work about a year and a half ago. And so what we know from we sampled seasonally. So we did fall, winter, spring, and summer. And so what we can say is that they are present in those habitats. And it seems like they're persistent in these habitats as well. Not just one freak incident.
Yeah, it's happening. Again, this kind of feels very much like the Gulf of Mexico discussion. What is there to be done? Is anything to be done?
Well, that's a big question. Yeah. I mean, they do pose a serious threat, and they're a big threat in the Gulf, right, because they have no native predators that we know about. They eat a lot. They're voracious predators. I mean, they're just consuming all these fish and crustaceans that live on reefs and things around here. But now we know that they're a threat to another habitat, so to more estuarine and freshwater. And that's alarming because this is a whole other ecosystem that they're wreaking havoc on. And we have to figure out a way to stop them. It's just we don't know what that way is yet.
It's interesting that someone like you, who knows so much, would understand that for it to be happening in these rivers and estuaries is significantly different than happening in the Gulf. It's a completely different ecosystem. And you're saying it's very different and it's just as big a deal?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we would think that maybe lionfish couldn't live in freshwater or lower salinities, but they seem to be doing that. And maybe they're utilizing the salt wedge that exists in an estuary, that salt water that's on the bottom and the freshwater's on the top. But even higher into the rivers, we're seeing them. So they are invading sort of newer habitats to them in this freshwater. And then here in the estuaries and up in the rivers, that's a whole different suite of organisms for them to eat. And a lot of them are commercially and economically important species that use the estuary as like a nursery ground. So it's sort of a double whammy on lots of these species then.
So it's happening obviously so much around here, not only in the Gulf, but in the rivers and the estuaries. Is this something that we can learn from other places who've handled it? Or are we unique?
I think we're pretty much unique with the lionfish. In South Florida, they have recorded them in their estuaries, but not in rivers, I don't think. And then in the native range, there has been some documentation of them up in estuaries. But this is sort of a unique scenario, I think. And the lionfish invasion is not unique. It's all over the Gulf and the Atlantic and in the South Atlantic. But it's definitely a problem for us, especially if they can make their way into these estuaries.
Dr. Alexis Janicek, the fascinating and troubling discussion on lionfish continues. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
For more Gulf stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.